We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Talk about storms brewing. I mean, not to make light with a metaphor like that, but, you know, what's going on in Ukraine is kind of a head-scratcher for a lot of people, and we just want to talk about it a little more. We welcome in Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
So for me, I have to tell you, we almost made a joke of it that in the year 2022, like the concept of like, oh yeah, we're going to invade a border country and that'll spark alliances to kick in and then we'll have some sort of global tension. I thought we had sort of evolved away from that, knowing that it just leads to ruin for everybody.
Yeah, speaking of movies, right, that Harry Red October in whatever it was, 1992 or something. So we thought we had, but Vladimir Putin hasn't. And that's why we're here. He's holding Ukraine hostage. And by holding Ukraine hostage, he's holding NATO hostage and up.
So, I mean, do you think he would really go to the level of crossing the border and occupying a foreign sovereign nation?
Well, he already has. He's done that in Luhansk and Donetsk, which is in the far east of Ukraine, up against the Russian border. The question is if he does it again and reinforces troops in the occupied territories already, or if he goes beyond that. And then there's several scenarios for how he might go beyond that. But he already has done that, and he's very likely, I think, to do that again, if he hasn't already trooped in.
Now, there's no appetite, at least in my estimation, for American lives to be put on the line for something like this. So I was surprised that maybe it was a reversal of the news conference where Biden sort of insinuated that a minor incursion would be okay, and then all of a sudden they're saying, oh, yeah, we're having 8,000 troops at the ready. I mean, what do you think a U.S. response would be? I mean, we're not drawing red lines, but what do you think would happen if Putin did do something that seemed to sort of compromise the sovereignty of Ukraine?
So Biden's already told us, right? And the first responses are going to be non-military. We would enact sanctions, which would hopefully be devastating to the Russian oil and gas industry, to other industries at large, and be targeted at Putin and the oligarchs, right? Their investments and their money, and I would guess a number of other ways that we might threaten their infrastructure, the kind of stuff that we talk about that they might do to us, right? Power grids, water, things like that. We might play around with that capacity, or at least have given that capacity to Ukraine to do. And then what we're doing is what you see. We've sent 8,500 troops over to bolster our allies in NATO. And I think something else that the public so far isn't paying attention to is that there's a lot going on in the north. There's a lot going on in the Baltic states and Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, going back to Red October. And so we are bolstering troops up in that area, too, because we're concerned that Russia might do something up there to sort of distract from what's going on in Ukraine.
So we're talking with Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven. So, you mean, you sort of Putin's sort of stuck in a time capsule. I mean, is he trying to rebuild like the Soviet bloc? I mean, what is he? I know that a lot of the moves in the last decade or so are trying to keep Russia relevant, right? I mean, you go back to that Mitt Romney versus Obama debate where Romney says Russia is a big problem, and then Obama says go back to the 80s, you forgot your foreign policy there or whatever. And so how much is this Russia just trying to stay in the conversation, and how much is this them trying to restore the empire?
I think you make an excellent point. I think this war is basically about symbols, right? So on our side, the 8,500 troops is basically symbolic, right? We're saying we're sending several thousand troops, but they're not really a threat to Russia, and Putin knows it. Ukraine's not important strategically to Russia. Putin will say things like, oh, we don't want NATO in Ukraine because it threatens Moscow, but we have NATO in other countries that are already closer to Moscow, right? And modern war doesn't work by running tanks to the enemy capital.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter, right, where you are on the map in that sense. So it's mostly symbolic, and I think what he is trying to do is exactly what you're saying, is reconstitute some kind of, you know, greater Russia, right? It's his version of, you know, kind of make Russia great again. And the problem with it being symbolic is that it's very hard to get inside someone's head and say, how important is this place, right? How much are you willing to send out and risk and you know, die or kill for the symbolic meaning of some of this land and the people that are on it? And that, to me, is the frightening part, because while my logical strategic thinking, strategic planning self says, if you have to take Kiev, you've lost the war, that's crazy, right? The other side of me that's done a lot of work on his thinking about ideas of Eurasianism and where Russia fits in sort of a grand historical sense frightens me, because if he's really deep into that, then those other considerations might not stop him from doing something more extreme.
Hey, two more questions before we let you go, and this is really interesting conversation. You know, I think Macron in France is going to meet with Putin or somebody. Why does it seem that the European nations are so scared of Russia?
I don't think they're scared of Russia per se. We have dual roles, right? The United States sends the troops in, Europe talks on the one hand, right? So they have just that kind of role to play. But secondly, they have a strong concern about Russia's capacity to control natural gas, right? Natural gas prices in Europe have left, I think the last thing I saw, is almost 400% in the last year. So it's getting very expensive to heat places in a cold continent there, right? Europe's quite far in the north. And I think that's one of the reasons that they just want to see this thing damped down. But I think also they want to see it damped down because that's the basic sort of gist of their foreign policy.
Right.
They don't want to push this with force if they don't have to.
Now, I don't want you to speculate because it's an enjoyable game.
Oh, I'm happy to. Go ahead.
So how do you think this plays out?
Well, professionally, I don't know. It's like I said before. I think the likely scenario is that he puts more forces in the existing occupied territory, and he no longer plays this game where he insists that there aren't forces there. The second one is that he expands out of those territories a little bit. He could move to the north and take the city of Kharkiv and that area, or he could move to the south and take what people call this land bridge, the coastline along the Sea of Azov, to connect into Crimea, which they already occupy. So I think those are the two most likely scenarios. But, you know, I've talked to friends in the Ukrainian military, and, you know, they're preparing for things everywhere in the country, right? They're preparing for an all-on assault into Kiev, but they're also very chill about it, right? They're like, look, we're not the army of 2014, and we're going to take a bite out of him if he comes in here, and he has to know that. And on the other end, right, a lot of body bags going back to Moscow is going to threaten Putin. The other thing I would leave everyone with is Putin is not a strategic genius. And this isn't a particularly popular war in Russia amongst his population. He's not an autocrat. He has to keep the population happy to some degree. And so if a lot of body bags start going back to Russia, tie that together with the fact that he's been very poorly with the pandemic, and then you tie that together with economic sanctions, and the anti-corruption movement of Alexei Navalny, those are a lot of opposition forces lining up that have been triggered by a bad war, a war going bad in Ukraine. So I think there's a lot of risk on his end. And if he sees that clearly, I think he's going to take minimal action. If he's bound and determined to build this symbolic Eurasian Union, then we could all be in much more trouble.
Interesting, because I always get the sense that he can sort of do what he wants, but you're saying that there is downside risk back at home, which is, I find, pretty fascinating. Professor, thank you for the time. It's a great conversation.
Anytime. Take care.
All right. Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven. And, oh, man, you know, and it's funny. The one question I want to ask, I forgot. Like, what does it matter to us? I think that beyond just the fact that there's no appetite to send our, you know, sons and daughters and cousins and brothers and sisters off to war somewhere out where we don't have a direct seeming threat on us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.